We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Leo. We're in Makos Perak Aleph Mishnah Ches. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we learned that the pasuk that says Al Pi Shnayim Edim Oshlo Shoedim Yumas Hames, that to teach us that three Edim is like two Edim, and the truth is even more than three would be the same thing like two Edim. So we learned some of the halachos from there. Number one was the Tanakhama's opinion that teaches us that two Edim could be Mazim three Edim. Two Edim is enough to make even three Edim or more Edim Zomimin. Number two, we have the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that if three people testified in one testimony, one Edus, let's say that Reuven killed Shimon in this place at this time, they're not going to be killed because of Kasha Zomam until all three become Edim Zomimin. That because it's all one group. And Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama that says that two Edim could be Mazim three Edim, Rabbi Shimon agrees to that, but he doesn't feel you need a pasuk to teach you that. Obviously, in all areas of Halacha, two Edim are considered like 100 Edim. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says it comes to teach you this extra Halacha that in order for, that if you have a group of three Edim, we're not going to kill any of them until the entire group becomes Edim Zomim. And then there was a third opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says that the pasuk comes to be machmir on the third aid to say that he's going to be like two. Now, what did that mean? To say that even though you didn't need the third person for Edus at all, and he just joined them afterwards, he was the last person to join, nonetheless, he's going to be punished like the other two as well. That was Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva, by the way, doesn't argue on Tanakhama or Rabbi Shimon either. According to him, he feels that Tanakhama's halacha, that two people can be mazim three, is obvious, and even Rabbi Shimon's halacha, that in order to kill the entire group with Kasher Zamam, all three need to become Edim's. So that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, and he would agree with the other, and in fact the halacha follows these opinions. There are, however, those who claim that Rabbi Akiva argues Rabbi Shimon and holds that the third aid who comes does not come to be makil on the other two, that they will not be killed until all three become killed. Remember, Rabbi Shimon's halacha was really a kula, and that was that if you're mazim two out of the three aid, nothing happens to them until you mazim all three. Comes Rabbi Akiva, according to this opinion at least, to disagree with that and say, no, the third aid, two is equal to three, is there not to be Mekel. It's come to be Machmir. Even the third aid becomes an aid Zomim and can be punished. But it doesn't mean that if, let's say, two out of three become Edim Zomim, that those two can't be killed. You know, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to this opinion, you don't need to be Mazim all three in order to kill any one of them. If you Mazim two of them, they can get killed as well. Either way, our Mishnah continues this discussion about two compared to three. There are those who claim that our Mishnah is the end of Rabbi Akiva's statement from before. Different ways to understand this Mishnah. It says the Mishnah like this: Mashnayim nimtza echad mehem karov opasol edusan betela afshalosha nimtza echad mehem karov opasol edusan betela. So there's another way we link two to three to teach us the following. Also, it comes to two edim. If one of the two edim ends up being a relative who obviously cannot testify with the other person, or he's disqualified from some avera, gezela, let's say that he did. We learned in the third parak of Sanhedrin about those who are psule edus. So if that would be true when it comes to a pair of edim, two edim, edus and betela, the entire edus is now disqualified, af shlosha, the same thing is true when it comes to a group of three edim who came to testify. If nimtza echad mehem karov apostle, edus and betela, if one of those Edim, out of the time, he becomes a Karov, we realize as a relative or is disqualified, the entire Edus is Batel, even though only one Aid is Pasul, the other two are still kosher, because it's all part of the same group, and therefore Edus and Batel, and this may be a continuation of Rabbi Akiva, because it's another example of where we're going to be Machmir, when it comes to comparing two to three, or three to two. Minayim Afilumein, how do you know that if you have even 100 Edim who come to test, and one out of those Edim, or we ends up being out of that group, is a Karov or a Pasul, but 99 is still kosher. How do you know that disqualifies the entire testimony? Tamalamar, Edim. It says Oshlosha Edim. Obviously, we know that Edim. We know that word as well. You mentioned already two or three. That comes to teach you even many Edim have the status of two. They all need to be kosher. Rabbi Yosi, Bamed Devar Mamurim B'dinei Nefashos. Where do we say that three Edim or more, if one of them becomes a Karov or a Pasul, the entire Edus is Batel? That's B'dinei Nefashos, because it says in Parshas Maaseh, V'hitzilu Heida Sarotzeach. We're trying to find a Zechus, a merit for the person who's being judged, and we try to save him as best as we can. That's where we're going to be lenient with the Edus and not try to kill him, or Machmir in the sense that we're disqualifying the Edus. Aval B'dinei Mamonos, Tiskayim HaEdus Basha'or. But when it comes to Dini Mamonos, if you have a group of three, let's say, and one we realize is a relative or is disqualified, the Edus can remain with the other two. And therefore, if let's say it's a loan, and you have three Edim who testify about a loan, one ends up being Karov Apostle, I still have two left, and the loan, we assume that's a valid testimony. Rebbe Omer, Echo Dini Mamonos Vecho Dini Nefashos. Rebbe says like this, when it comes to Dini Mamonos and Dini Nefashos, even three or more Edim, if one of them becomes Karov Apostle, the Edus is Betela. But by Dine Nefashos, it depends. The Edus is only Batel. So, in other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, this whole din of Nimtza Echem and Karov Apostle does not apply to Dine Nefashos. And this only applies rather to Dine Nefashos, not to Dine Mamonos. And according to the Tana Kama, it sounds like it applies all the time. According to Rebbe, it depends. He says it will apply both to Mamonos and Nefashos like the Tanakama, but only when it comes to Nefashos, only Bizman Shehisru Bayim. That's where the relatives or the disqualified person who ends up being a relative or disqualified ended up being part of the Hasra of the warning that the person shouldn't do the Avera. So it's obvious there that that person had in mind to join the other group to be part of the testimony. Therefore, the entire Edus is Batel, even if you have two plus remaining that are not disqualified. But if the relatives or that relative or the disqualified person did not warn the person right before he was about to do the Avera, which obviously shows he did not have intent to be part of the testimony, even if he knows this testimony, nonetheless, that will not disqualify the entire group. And that's Rebbe's opinion. We distinguish when it comes to Dini Mamonos and Dini Nefashos. Well, Dini Nefashos needs Hasra. Dini Mamonos doesn't need Hasra. So Rebbe, in fact, really holds that, and the Gemara explains that when it comes to Dini Mamonos, we actually ask the Edim. There's no Hasra. There's no, when it comes to a loan, for example, it's nothing, we're not warning anybody. So the testimony doesn't involve warning. So therefore, it doesn't matter if we assume that everybody is considered part of the Edus. But nonetheless, the Gemara says, we in fact ask the Edim. When you saw, let's say, Reuven lend money to the Shimon, did you all have in mind to be Edim? If, or just to see what was happening, if we find a Karov or a Pasul amongst them, that will only disqualify the testimony if he had in mind to testify as well. But if he came to see what happened, just because he's part of that group does not disqualify the rest of the group, and the testimony is still valid. Because if we're going to say that even someone who sees something but does not have intent to testify about it, then it is going to potentially disqualify the entire testimony. What's going to happen? We have two brothers who, together with a third person who's obviously not a relative, they all three of them saw Reuven kill Shimon. You're going to tell me now, well, because they all saw it, and two of them are brothers, so the two others can't testify. The whole group is possible. We can't say that. This may happen quite often. And therefore, it's only when the person has in mind to testify. So one of the brothers in such a case should have in mind, realize, oh, I can't testify with this brother. I don't have intent to testify. I saw what happened, but I do not have intent at all to testify. So then that which is left, the group that's left, is going to be accepted. Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes, how Yishnaim Rowin Osome Chalon Zeh, Ushnaim Rowin Osome Chalon Zeh. You have someone, let's say, Reuven killed Shimon, and two saw Reuven killed Shimon from one window, and two saw from the other window. Vechon Masre Boba Emsa. And in the middle, there's someone who's warning this person, oh, if you kill the Reuven, if you end up killing Shimon, you're going to be chayiv saif, you'll be chayiv misa. You can't do that. He gives him the hasra. So the edim on the two sides from either window did not give hasra. But the person in the middle gave hasra. So bizmancha miktsasan roen elu, but the one in the middle is only one person. Bizmancha miktsasan roen elu es elu. If you have, even if some of them see one another, which means at least one person from one window sees a person from the other window, even though they didn't see the master, the one who gave the warning in the middle, and the master, the one giving the warning, did not see them. Or let's say the master saw the Edim in the windows, and they saw him, but the Edim did not see each other. Then Hare Elu Edus Achas. These two pairs of Edim in the two windows can join together to one Edus, and they have the status of two. Remember, as we said, even if one from each window, Vim Lav, but let's say they didn't even see one, even one didn't see the other, so then Harelu Shteidos, they're considered two pairs of Edim, separate, Lefikach, and therefore what? So why does that matter? In Nimseis Achas Mehen Zomemes, Hu Vahen Neharagin Vashnei Ptura. Since they're considered separate, so then, as opposed to the first case, where potentially if some of them would be puzzled, you would knock out the entire Eidos because they're all considered one group. But here, if they did not see each other, didn't see the person in the middle, and no one saw each other, so then they're two, even though they may have seen the same act, and that Rotzeach in the middle was warned, nonetheless, if let's say one pair ends up becoming a Zomeim, who the Rotzeach, Vohein Neharogin, the Rotzeach is going to be killed because he has real Edim, and they're going to be killed because they were Edim Zomeim, so they're going to be killed. Vahashniyah, but the other pair that is going to be Patim Misa, they didn't become Edim Zomeim, and they're the ones who convicted based on their testimony, the Rotzeach. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, La'olam ein neharagin ad sheyehu pi shnei edav masrin ba. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakh and holds, it's not enough to have a hasra of the person in the middle to be mechayev this person visa, even though you say the edim on the other in the windows heard the hasra. It doesn't matter. Because according to him, the person could only be chayev misa if the edim are the ones themselves who give him the hasra. The edim have to give the hasra. He can't have a third party give a hasra. Shneimar al pi shnayim edim. And Rabbi Yossi learns what's al pi. Not only is the edim going to testify about what happened, but even the hasra has to be the warning has to be that brings the person to death potentially has to be through the edim as well. Davar acher. But another explanation the Mishnah offers for al pi shnayim edim shalotei sanhedrin shomas mipi atorgabon. Something else al pi shnayim edim based on the mouth, literally, of the Edim, it means that the Sanhedrin has to hear the testimony from the Edim themselves, in the sense that a Turkoman, one who's translating, let's say that a Sanhedrin doesn't understand the language that the Edim is testifying in, that's not acceptable. The Beis Din has to hear the words from the Edim themselves and understand it. Potentially now they can investigate the proper Chakiras and ask the further questions that they need. But that's only true when it comes to listening. In order then to respond, that they don't have to be able to respond in the language of the Edom. The Rambam writes this in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perichof Aleph Halacha Ches. He says, Lo yehadayon shomea mipi ha-turgamon. Can't hear from a translator. The judge cannot hear from them. Elim keno yomakir lashon balei dinim shomea ta'ano sehem. He has to understand the words, the Edos, and the words of the balei, the litigants as well. Vim eno makir b'lishonam kidei lahashiv lohem. If he doesn't recognize the language, at least to the extent that to respond to them, can't speak in their language, that's okay. Yamon hatergaman lahodia to inform of some psakadin, that's fine. But they need to be able to understand the words of the litigants and the words of the edim.